Good morning. So it's a teamwork. A reporter went to visit a very famous leader way back in the jungle someplace, and he was surrounded by his 10 advisors. And he was sitting on his throne, and the reporter came up to him, and he said to him, "How come your 10 advisors only have one arm?" And the mighty chief looked at him and he said, "I set out to build a nation, and what did I get? Every time I asked them to advise me, they said, 'On the one hand and on the other hand.' So I decided I would cut one arm off, and then we would see whether we could make a nation." This story is supposed to be funny. But the truth, however, is that there comes a time when we take everything seriously. It's no fooling around. You walk into the valley of darkness, and that causes some uncertainties. In fact, it's uncertainty that makes us feel uncomfortable. And it is this uncertainty that forces us to take life a bit seriously. The time is when we commit ourselves to Jesus and to His mission. Today's readings speak about commitment, and Jesus says self-sacrificial love. The spirit of self-sacrifice motivates one to do the unimaginable. It was the spirit that made Jesus give up everything, including His own life, for our sake. And it is through the same spirit that Jesus Christ is calling each of us to commit ourselves to a cause to bring God's love and forgiveness to the whole world. Note in our gospel reading that Jesus was on His way to Jerusalem. He was on His way to be rejected by His own people, to undergo suffering and crucifixion. And He knew this as He walked with His disciples. Jesus was saying, "All that stands in the way of your commitment to whatever brings love, whatever brings forgiveness, whatever brings new hope and new faith to people, if anything stands in the way," and they say, "Maybe you are asking too much, or maybe this, or maybe that," you must turn against it and resolutely follow me. Jesus is asking His disciples for their total commitment to His life, because He's going to go through this and He will rise again, and He will save the world through His sacrifice of great love. I will give you an example about this commitment. "So that together let us go forth, juntos sigamos adelante" campaign. We started our journey more than a year ago. It was a rough start. I really have to admit it. But thanks to your prayers, we were able to clear our path. We formed our Grateful Disciples team to lead and sustain the campaign for a period of 5 years. In about 6 months, there were 325 givers, or 19%
of 1,700 parishioners who responded by giving monetarily. We received some 880,000 or 46% of our goal in pledges. We received 51,000, we already received that amount, of our 35% share from the pledges collected as of June 30, 2019. And then that's the summary. We contributed to the realization of some of the projects that the diocese has initiated. For example, the house of formation for our seminarians has already been completed. Our seminarians now live in a community where they pray, where they study, and play together. In our parish, we began to upgrade our community center parking area. Due to the generosity of parishioners that allowed us to use their gift to improve the community center parking area. You saw how awful the parking area was with potholes all around. And this is a busy area where some 470 number of households come to get food every month. Hundreds of patients seeking medical help from Mission of Mercy, St. Vincent de Paul Society beneficiaries, and our ministry meetings. Our insurance agent told me that we were indefensible if one meets an accident because we could not act on their recommendations for years. Now, the parking area is done. So isn't it amazing that in a span of 6 months, together we were able to accomplish great things? And we still have work to do. Before I proceed, I would like to thank the first 325 givers. I know who you are. Thank you very much. Thank you. So this year, I am inviting the 1,400 active parishioners to participate in our campaign. If you are one among the 1,400 left, kindly pick up the pledge card, so it's, yeah, like this, fill it out, or take it home, and together with your family, pray and consider giving. If we can double the number of givers, that will be good news. Hopefully, we will meet our 2 million in pledges. This year, we will complete the second phase of the community center project. We will improve the meeting rooms, the kitchen, the bathrooms, the pantry, convert them into stainless to be more hygienic, and then 2 modular buildings for more meeting space. Once we meet our goal this year, all the pledges that will come after will be given back to the parish 100%. So next slide. So I humbly ask you for equal sacrifice, not equal giving. In the book of Tobit, chapter 4, verse 8, Tobit tells his son Tobiah, "Son, give alms in proportion to what you own. If you have great wealth, Give alms out of your abundance. If you have but little, distribute even some of that. But do not hesitate to give alms. It brings to mind what I witnessed last Sunday. So I was standing here in this place. I was delighted watching a little girl who came up to the basket during the offertory. She opened her envelope, the children's envelope, and took everything out one by one and put it into the basket. And then opened wide her envelope to make sure it was empty. And carefully put it upside down into the basket. She turned and moved back to her pew, jumping in jubilation. So in the remaining 3 years, when new parishioners or new givers will be added to the list, the increasing number of participants will help build the parish funds to reach at least 1.6 million. Then we can plan to improve our campus, most likely building a multi-purpose gym with additional classrooms, cafeteria, and library for parish and school use. I started with a story and will end with another story told to me by my father about an eagle. This story is close to me because my father was a farmer and I studied in Ateneo de Manila, a private Catholic Jesuit university that adopted the blue eagle as its symbol. This story has inspired me through life. One day, an earthquake rocked the mountain, causing an eagle nest to fall down. The farmer saw the nest with a little egglet in it. And the mother eagle, who knew what had happened, never showed up. The farmer brought him in and he put him inside with the chickens that he was raising. You know, birds are birds. So he put him with the chickens. And he fed him and took care of the little egglet. And the egglet grew bigger and bigger and bigger. Being with chickens, the chickens raised the eagle to be a chicken. The eagle loved his home and loved his family, but it seemed his spirit cried out for more. One day, the eagle looked to the skies above and noticed a group of mighty eagles soaring. "Oh," the eagle cried, "I wish I could soar like those birds." The chickens roared with laughter. "You cannot soar like those. You are a chicken, and chickens do not soar." The eagle continued staring at his real family up above, dreaming that he could be like them. Each time the eagle took about his dreams, he was told it couldn't be done. That was what the eagle learned to believe. But he kept his dream alive. After time, the eagle realized that he could fly. So he did. We become what we believe we are. I believe that this campaign is not all about money. Yes, I'm one among the 325 who first gave to this campaign. Like you, I love our church. We can give without loving, but we can't love without giving to our church. And when God invites us through this campaign, He wants us to soar like an eagle. All it takes is courage, determination, and trust to commit ourselves to His cause. Thank you very much. Thank you for your prayers. We need it very much. Thank you.